the overall picture. Give us the 50,000-foot view of federal R&D spending for 2012.
Well, in sum, it looks like federal R&D spending is going to be down by around 1.3 or 1.4%, around $2 billion, as you said. But if we separate that out into defense and non-defense spending, it's actually defense spending that's seeing the biggest cut. In fact, non-defense spending, which includes energy, and everything else that the government does and all the other research government performs, is actually up by about half a percentage point. It's a small increase, but it is an increase.
And Matt, when you dig into that DoD budget, where do you see the cutbacks? Are they in specific weapon systems, or are they in general areas that might affect DoD's ability to innovate in the future?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think it's important to separate out kind of the components of the defense R&D budget. You've got basic and applied research, which is more fundamental, science challenges. And then you've got development activities, and those are the ones that deal with the weapon systems. And it's the development activities specifically that are being cut. In fact, basic and applied research got increases across the board. And in terms of defense development, yes, there are the Marine Expeditionary Vehicle and other items, kind of high ticket items like that folks often focus on. But from what we're seeing, it seems that the development cuts are actually much broader, coming quite a bit across the board. Army in particular, it looks to be particularly hard hit. In fact, the conferees actually noted that the Army's acquisition practices accused them of being unstable, lack of discipline, and also the defense-wide agencies like NSA and other organizations like that aren't in the military branches proper also look to be getting substantial development cuts.
And so who feels the pinch of those cuts? Is it grantees? Is it academia? Is it industry? I mean, where do the cuts fall?
Likely a mix of both. I mean, industry is certainly heavily involved with weapons development. I would expect that industry would, in particular, be harder hit from those kinds of cuts as opposed to academia. Basic and applied research, which is more fundamental, because it's up quite a bit, in fact, across the board on the defense side. It may actually turn out positively for universities and others in academia.
So outside the DoD budget, are there any other big areas across government that are taking a hit?
I mean, there's a couple of spots. I mean, the NASA budget obviously was passed back in November, and their R&D budget is down, but a substantial portion of that is because of the space shuttle, space operations, human exploration, things along those lines. Even the NASA science budget specifically is actually up slightly. Now, that is very much has to do with the James Webb Space Telescope, but outside of NASA science, they're seeing some pretty big cuts. Also, CDC and FDA both saw some pretty substantial R&D decreases. Relatively, I mean, their R&D budgets are much smaller than NIH and other organizations within HHS. But those are two other agencies that look to be facing declining R&D budgets.
We're speaking with Matt Horahan. He's director of the R&D Budget and Policy Program at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Let's talk about some areas where you're seeing slight increases. I'm going to make a guess here, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Sure.
Climate.
Climate science actually appears to be getting, either holding steady or getting a slight increase, depending on which way you slice it. I know USGS, I saw that their climate and land use program, again, only speaking in terms of R&D dollars, seems to be getting a slight increase. And EPA, in fact, which was kind of surprising to me to see, their R&D budget actually is getting a small increase. I believe it's on the order of 1%. Which isn't huge, but given the criticism they often face, but that was kind of a surprise.
But there were some areas where there were huge increases, though. Maybe huge is the wrong word, but double digits anyway in some cases. Walk us through some of the more significant increases across government and tell us if you see any themes there.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of an interesting kind of mixed bag here. I mean, clean energy for one seems to be a clear winner. The Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, their overall budget is staying pretty much flat, but the R&D portion of their budget is seeing a substantial increase, something like 30%, according to our data. And that was kind of a surprise, again, given some of the controversy around federal clean energy programs. Research funding at Department of Energy's Office of Science is up. ARPA-E, of course, got a pretty substantial boost to their funding. And elsewhere, another spot worth looking at is at NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology. They saw a fairly large R&D budget increase, but what's interesting there is actually not what is what not got what didn't get funded. The administration had been asking quite a bit for several kind of competitiveness and manufacturing-oriented research programs to be funded at NIST, and none of those ended up getting funded. Congress said no thanks, except for I believe the Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership is the one program that saw a funding boost. Otherwise, a lot of those kinds of competitiveness-oriented programs are not being funded on the research side.
And as you watch these proposals come from the agencies and work their way through Congress, is it your experience that Congress spends a lot of time looking at the R&D portion of budgets, or do they spend most of their attention elsewhere?
Well, I think they certainly do look at R&D, I think, quite a bit. Now, you know, R&D as a proportion of the federal budget is not enormous, and it doesn't get often doesn't get as much attention as other line items. But there certainly are a lot of folks who, you know, who do focus on R&D and who pay close attention to how those dollars are being spent, and are really interested in finding out and getting a better sense of how effective those dollars are, I think. But R&D, you know, absolutely, I think, remains for a lot of folks in Congress an important line item, an important piece of the federal enterprise.
Yeah, we're constantly talking here about an era of shrinking federal spending across the board. Given that environment, when you look across the entire federal R&D portfolio for this year, should people in the scientific world be encouraged that that R&D spending didn't shrink more than it did? Is there evidence that Congress is trying to preserve R&D spending and make those sacrifices elsewhere?
Well, I think encouraging. I think that's exactly the right word. You know, again, it looks like federal R&D spending overall tracked the total discretionary cuts pretty closely, but when you again factor out, you know, kind of separate it out into defense and non-defense, the non-defense side, the fact that they saw this slight increase, I think it should absolutely be an encouragement for folks in the scientific community. You know, and again, I do think there's the fact that we've seen some of these select increases. I mean, I think that reflects the fact that there is an abiding, you know, belief and support for science and innovation on the Hill. I mean, those are some, you know, foundational pieces of economic growth. And so I think the fact that, you know, even in these tough budget times, in this tough environment, select line items and select agencies did see R&D funding increases, I think that's certainly a good sign.
So again, do you think that it's mostly that corporations that do research or under contracts will feel the pinch, or will academics feel the bigger pinch with fewer grants, do you think?
I mean, I think it'll be, you know, again, it kind of depends on where you're looking. I mean, I do think that industry is probably going to be a little bit harder hit. You know, if you look at places like NSF, for example, that's one I didn't mention earlier, but they are also getting, you know, a pretty substantial increase in their R&D budget. And you know, obviously NSF is extremely important for academic research funding. Same story with NIH. I mean, they saw a slight decrease, but it's really small relative to their overall budget. So I do think industry are likely the ones, you know, I think they're going to be feeling the cuts a little bit more than academia.
And just a real final fast question, looking at the overall budget from the point of view of the Association for the Advancement of Science, what does this budget say about America's priorities at the macro level?
Well, again, I think America and, or, you know, at least, you know, leadership here in D.C., I mean, I think it again reflects the fact that there is an abiding belief in science, an abiding support for innovation and investment in innovation. And so, yeah, I think we're absolutely encouraged.